Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. It's Blog Talk Radio, Interpreters of the Oracles of God. Hope everybody's doing awesome today. I call this one Holding a Harp, Golden Bowls of Incense, and the Prayers of the Saints, or I put intercession. I'm just going to say thank you again to IHOP Kansas for allowing me to play their music. Lord, thank you for blessing them and keeping them and making your face to shine upon them and giving them your peace and giving them above and beyond what they could ever ask or even think or even imagine to fulfill their part of his story. And, of course, I want to declare Numbers 10:9. When you go to war in your land against the adversary who attacks you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, that you may be remembered before the Lord your God and be saved from every single one of your enemies. And, of course, I want to play the recording of the shofar. Privilege to pray his will on earth as it is in heaven. But we also have to remember, in order for our intercession to be effective, we have got to make sure that we have forgiven people. And what is our part in forgiveness? It's saying with our will, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for not releasing these people to you. Lord, I forgive with my will, whoever this person may be. And the Lord will then bring those emotions, because we don't want that in the way of our intercession. And I'm going to read, of course, the prayer everybody knows. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we have a part of calling his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And, you know, this prayer, it covers everything. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, forgive us our debts as, remember that word as, we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. And, of course, think of what this says. It says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And so we always have to make sure in everything. And that's, you know, that can hinder many things. It can hinder our healing. It can hinder blessings. And so we always want to check ourselves daily. You know, I want to talk about the harp first. I wrote for a ministry a few years ago, and I used to write little, you know, short little teachings, and I did one on the harp. And I was sharing with them that a couple years ago, maybe five-ish years ago, this young girl said she saw a white harp on my hand, and it really puzzled me. And another time we were doing prophetic kind of creative activations, and one of the girls said, the Lord told me that I was supposed to prophesy instruments for people. And she said to me, I saw a harp on your hand. I saw you as a harp. I'd have to go back and listen to all that she said about that, but there's that harp again. And I looked up the word harp in the Word of God, and it just really brought me to tears, because I really love to worship until the atmosphere in my house is filled with his presence. I just love his heavy, weighty glory. I really get what it means that he inhabits the praises of his people. And so in Revelations 5:8, it says, and when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding. And this, even this word holding is incredible. In the Greek, in 2:198, it means to live, to breathe, to be among the living, not lifeless, not dead, to enjoy real life, to have true life and worthy of the name, active, blessed, endless in the kingdom of God, to live past life in the manner of the living and acting of mortals or character, living water, having vital power in itself and exerting the same upon the soul, metaphorically to be in full vigor, to be fresh, strong, efficient, active, powerful, and efficacious. Can you imagine that? So it's like each one holding. It was like they were holding this life. They were living, breathing on these harps of praise. And I thought that was so incredible. And so this word harp means a harp to which praises of God are sung in heaven. It brought me to tears because I know they were, of course, the four living creatures and the 24 elders were doing that in heaven. But we can also, in unison with them, do it on earth. And us doing that, when we on earth do it, heaven acts on our behalf. And so each one holding a harp and golden bowls of incense. And this word incense is so lovely. It's an aromatic substance burnt. Incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song saying, worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you are slain and purchased for God with your blood. Men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Another angel came and stood at the altar holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar, which was before the throne. Your prayers, your intercession, your worship is powerful. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hands. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and threw it to the earth, and there followed peals of thunder and sounds and flashes of lightning and an earthquake. And we talked a little bit about what the thunder and the lightning meant last week. And so each of us, Think of this harp, because each of us can be expressions of his character and living water, his power breathing upon our souls, enjoying his real life, his living instruments, his harp, singing his praises in heaven, singing his praises on earth, a living sacrifice, an aromatic substance, a burnt offering, bringing that heavenly incense before his throne. And what's so incredible is that our intercession and our worship, our prophetic acts done by the Spirit's direction, cooperates with heaven and with Jesus to release things on the earth. I'm just going to go in 1 Samuel 10:5, because in unison with heaven causes incredible things to happen. Afterwards, you will come to the hill of God where the Philistine garrison is. And it shall be as soon as you have come there to the city that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with harp, tambourine, flute, and a lyre before them, and they will be prophesying. So you see, the Lord worked the same way back then as he does now, because people can prophesy in song. They can prophesy in declarations. They can prophesy in proclamations. They can prophesy in worship, and they can simply prophesy, and I don't mean simply because it's such a beautiful thing, they can prophesy the utterances of the Lord. So under the direction of their father Jeduthun with the harp, who prophesied in giving thanks and praising the Lord. That is 1 Chronicles 25:3. In Psalm 57:7 it says, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing praises. Awake my glory, awake harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. In Psalm 71:22, it says, I will also praise you with the harp, even your truth, O my God. You I will sing with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you and my soul, which you have redeemed. Now, we can participate with him. He's the great intercessor. And so we can participate with him. But think about Hebrews 10:19-23. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, and having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And we're going to go into 2 Timothy 2:3-5, because you have to remember there are rules of engagement. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. So you see, there are rules of engagement. And so we're going to go into Revelation 5:8. When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. You know, there are literally 28 golden bowls full of incense, which are our prayers, and it's the very fragrance of God and our prayers, the prayers of the saints on the earth that are unified together. They're mingled together in heaven. They were separate before, but now there's like this heavenly synchronizing and joining together, and they're presented before Jesus. And the new song, our praise, our worship, our prophetic acts that God, it has to be done by the Holy Spirit, of course. The word of the Lord being prophesied, the word of the Lord being sung in worship, the word of the Lord being acted out in prophetic acts according to him in the holy place where we are saying, Lord, what is your prayer list, God? What is your prayer list, Lord? What do you want us to pray? When we praise and we worship, we can enter into that holy place and he will show us what he wants done. In Revelation 9, it says, and they sing a new song, saying, worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And we're going to go into, we're going to talk about the new song. There's so many places. I literally put down the whole Psalms, but I don't think we're going to be able to do every one of the Psalms that talk about it. But I do want to read Psalm 149. I'm going to have to not read every psalm and every verse, although I'd like to, but Psalm 149:1, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of the saints. Now, we're going to just go down to verse 3. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor all his saints. Praise the Lord. So there is the new song, and there we are. The Lord has given us the authority, if we start to step out in it if we ask him, Lord, what do you want? How do you want me to do this? What is my part in this? And he gives instructions here. High praises of God in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hands. That's the word of God. And it talks about in Matthew 18:18, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And when we come together in agreement, what does it say? Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is with us. And if we touch anything on earth, it's done in heaven. We're going to go into Psalm 33 a little bit. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous one. Righteous ones, praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with lyre. Sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves justice. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is filled with the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord nullifies the counsel of the nations. He frustrates the plans of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his inheritance. The king is not saved by a mighty army. A warrior is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a false hope for victory, nor does it deliver anyone by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart rejoices in him because we trust in his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 96, 1. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim tidings, good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Whoa, do you see that? Come into his courts with thanksgiving and with praise. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. This is Psalm 96, 9. Say among the nation, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord. For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and all the people in faithfulness. Hallelujah. We're going to go in Psalm 91. I didn't want to read every verse just because there's so much beauty in them. But okay, we're going to go into Psalm 98:1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and all the peoples with equity. Isn't that something? There's a theme here, isn't there? We're going to go into Isaiah 42:2. I'm not going to read the whole thing because read the whole chapter because it's a, of course, about the Lord Jesus. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to anyway. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and its offspring, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you. And I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon and those who dwell in darkness from the prison. I am the Lord. That's my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass. I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praise from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea, all that is in it, you islands and those who dwell on them, let the wilderness and its city lift up their voices. The settlements where Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of Selah sing aloud. Let them shout for joy from the tops of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. Now listen to the verse after this, because our mighty man of war, when we sing the new song, when we ask the Lord, Lord, what's your prayer list, God? What is on your heart? What do you want us to pray for on the earth today, God? What do you want to release, Father? Listen to what happens in Isaiah 42:13. The Lord will go forth like a warrior. He will arouse his zeal like a man of war. He will utter a shout. Yes, he will raise a war cry. He will prevail against his enemies. I have kept silent for a long time. I have kept still and restrained myself. Now, like a woman in labor, I will groan. I will both gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and the hills and wither all their vegetation. I will make the rivers into coastland and dry up the ponds. I will lead the blind by a way they do not know, in paths they do not know. I will guide them. I will make darkness into light before them and rugged places into plains. These are the things I will do. I will not leave them undone. They will be turned back and utterly put to shame, who trust in idols, who say to molten images, you are our gods. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or so deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is so blind as he that is at peace with me, or so blind as the servant of the Lord? You have seen many things, but you do not observe them. Your ears are open, but none hears. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake to make the law great and glorious. But this is a people plundered and despoiled, all of them trapped in caves or hidden away in prisons. And these can be spiritual caves and spiritual prisons. They have become a prey with none to deliver them, and a spoil with none to say, give them back. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will give heed and listen hereafter? Who gave Jacob up for spoil and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned, and in whose ways they were not willing to walk, and whose laws they did not obey? So he poured on them the heat of his anger and the fierceness of battle, and it set him aflame all around, yet he did not recognize it, and it burned him, but he paid no attention. And of course, we can apply that to every nation. And God, Israel is the apple of God's eye, and he has not forgotten Israel, not forgotten them. You know, in Revelations 8, when he opened the seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And of course, Revelation 8:3 really gives insight into what's going on in Revelation 5:8, because the incense of Jesus with the prayers of the saints come before the Father, and there are seven trumpet judgments that are released with the intercession of the saints. And so we have authority to stop things from happening. But in this instance, these are released by the Lamb of God, and our intercession releases those on earth. These are not judgments against the body of Christ, but against the Antichrist and his system. And it is Jesus, the Lamb of God, who is the only worthy one, the one who took away our sins and bore our sins and sicknesses. He's the only one worthy to open the seals and to release the trumpet judgments also. Well, he's the only one worthy anyway that can do anything. He's fully God and fully man. So he is the one who opens the seals. He is the one who releases the trumpets. And so I want to stop and play this most incredible song. Julie Myers, I believe, is the worship leader here. She's definitely singing in this. This is called Prepare the Way of the Lord.
I've called you Israel, a chosen people. My delight is in you, my chosen people.
Until you shine.
There's a new song. There's a new sound. It's on the voice. It's the voice. It's the voice of God through us. I want you to think about Egypt. Think about the 10 plagues, and then you'll understand Revelations 8 and 9, the trumpets and the bowls. Think about Egypt. Although this will be worldwide, why did God do that? Why did he remove the false gods in Egypt? Why did he do that? Because they were trying to take his place, although they couldn't. That's why what he did. Those 10 plagues were against the 10 gods and goddesses that were in Egypt. And he will demonstrate his power through a people that will follow the Lamb wherever he goes. You know, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. And those who know him are going to do exploits. And I want you to think about Goshen, because it's the same thing that he's going to do for us. He, again, will distinguish between his people and the people of the world. Think about in Exodus 8, 22 and 23. And in that day, I will set apart the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. I will make a difference between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sound shall be. I want you to go in verse 20. He who feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his livestock flee to the houses But he who did not regard the word of the Lord left his servants and his livestock in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand towards heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man, on beast, and on every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched his rod towards heaven. And the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire darted to the ground. And the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, so very heavy that there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck throughout the whole land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail struck every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. Now he warned them. He told them, you can, if you do what I tell you to, this won't hit you. But they didn't listen. Some did and some didn't. And in Exodus 10, verses 21, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Think about Luke 18:1 and 18:7. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. And verse 7 says, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? You know, if we will pray and cry out to God day and night, he will release his justice and judgment against the kingdom of darkness. And it will bring healing. It'll wage war and sickness. It will bring deliverance and salvation. He wants us to cry out. He inhabits the praises of his people. And worship is one of the most amazing forms of warfare. Intercession with worship releases the power of God. And that, there's such a perfect example of that in 2 Chronicles with Jehoshaphat. I'm going to have to skip a lot of the scriptures because, of course, I'm running out of time like I always do. And so I'm just going to go to verse, it's in 2 Chronicles 20, and I'm just going to go to verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Because you see, God gave them instructions to send out the praisers and the worshipers ahead of the army. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. And I want you to think about this. When we release the voice, like it's talking in the song, it's the voice. We come into agreement with him and the angels perform his word. And so I want you to think about Psalm 103 verses, why don't we start at 19? The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you his ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And, I was praying. I did this teaching. I had a little more here, but I did this teaching at our Bible college that I go to, and she asked, would I do a prophetic prayer and a prophetic proclamation? And I know this applies to the body of Christ. So I'm just going to prophetically pray over you and know that the Lord is going to answer, because I went to him and I said, what do you want me to declare over? Of course, it was the people who were at the Bible college, but I know it's for all of us. And so I'm going to declare this to you. Father, in Jesus' name, and by your power, Holy Spirit, I ask for a first love encounter, Lord, that many who are listening that have been through the fire, through fiery trials, that they have come forth like gold. I ask for your fire, Lord, to rekindle the things in their lives that they feel have died. And I ask for your resurrection power, Lord, to bring life to their destinies, the things spoken to them through you about the kingdom that they thought died. But no, they have not died, but they have gone through the purifying fire from heaven. Lord, I pray that the new season they have entered, that you will give them discernment to operate in you. I pray, Lord, that they will see this year the things they have been petitioning you for, things that look impossible, but you are the God who is making those things possible. Lord, I pray for your fiery word, your word that's like a hammer to shatter those problems, to shatter those hindrances, to shatter those sicknesses, to shatter those financial problems, to once and for all shatter those things that are in the way, those things in their personal lives, Lord. Breathe your breath, O mighty wind of God. Pour your oil over them, your oil of joy for mourning. Clothe them with your garments of praise and breakthrough, Lord, with your anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. Breakthrough in families, Lord. Bring your love to dissolve things that are hindering family relationships, and tell the Pharaoh of this age to let our children and our grandchildren go. In your name, Jesus, I ask you to break the usurping spirits, Lord, trying to flex authority where it's false authority over our loved ones, Lord. Holy Spirit, brood over our broken relationships and every area. Lord, where there's chaos, Lord, we ask you to recreate, to refresh and renew and redeem, Holy Spirit, for this is the year of Jubilee. And we praise you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Breakthrough now for the people that are listening to this, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. I praise you and I bless you. I'm going to do the proclamation also. I might run out of time, and if I do, I'll finish it next week. I'll do the whole thing over. I decree that we are entering into a new season, Lord, and that according to Job 22:25, that you will be our gold, Lord, and our choice silver to us, that we delight in you, Lord, and we lift up our faces to you, God. We pray to you, and you hear us, and we will pay our vows. We also will decree a thing, and it will be established for us, and light will shine on our ways. I decree that we will not lose any of our harvest, but that it's being released to us to fulfill your mandate, Lord, that you have given us. We will stand and watch, Lord, and set ourselves on the rampart and watch to see what you will say to us. And we will align ourselves with you, that our prophetic future, that anything hindering the vision that has been written and spoken is being released and activated right now. It's time for a breaking out in Jesus' name. It's time to run with it. It is the appointed time. I decree that you, Lord, the God of all grace, who called us to your eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after we have suffered a while, you are perfecting, established, strengthening, and settling us. Lord, thank you. We will not remember the former things, for this season has changed, nor consider the things of old. Behold, he is doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and we will know it. He will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And this is a way you have not been before. Isaiah 35:5 says, then the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall speak like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. I declare that the expected one has come, and now these greater works are being released through us. The blind will receive sight, and the lame will walk. The leopards are going to be cleansed, and the deaf are going to hear. The dead are going to be raised, and the poor are going to have the gospel preached to them in power. For this is that hour where those who know him are going to do exploits, and this is also an hour. And Lord, when everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken, and we are the blessed, and we will not take offense in you, Jesus, because we know you and will understand the signs of the times. We are equipped and are here at the exact Kairos time in history, for we are here for such a time as this, and we will dwell in the secret place with you and abide under your shadow and receive all the blessings. We are more than